we are told all the time that the reason for this high tax level is that we're going to get good public services. But the problem is that we don't have good public services. What works best in Norway is the private market.
Hi, I'm Michael Moynihan with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Siv Jensen, the head of the Progress Party, Norway's second largest party,
yes,
correct?
Yeah.
The opposition party. So tell us, we get often in America this discussion about how Norway is one of the greatest places to live and how we should kind of formulate American policy, something like Norwegian policy on healthcare and taxes, etc. You, I suspect, would disagree with that.
I find it actually very strange that you would like to adopt to a system that is not working. Let me talk to you about healthcare, for instance. In Norway, we have a state monopoly healthcare, which means basically that when you are in need of an operation, you don't get it. You have to wait, and sometimes you have to wait even for a year before it suits the government to give you one. You have no other alternative.
Is private insurance allowed in Norway?
It is allowed, okay. But it's extremely expensive. And you have to remember, we have a taxpayer-financed healthcare system, which is not so bad. The problem is that we do have a monopoly system, which means that we will not allow any private hospitals to take part in the system. And when you leave them out, you don't get the necessary competition or the right to choose as a patient. And that actually brings the system down instead of putting the patient in the center of the whole system.
I think most people would say that this is amazing, that somebody in Norway would criticize this perfect system, and we often hear of it as a perfect system. But to be clear, you're the second biggest party in Norway. You poll around mid-20s, 25%,
yes,
24%
yes.
Or something. Mm-hmm. So this kind of view is resonating. I mean, what is making the Progress Party so popular in Norway? I mean, is it healthcare? Is it people that are fed up with taxes and, you know, paying, when I was in Oslo, paying $12 for a beer and things like this? I mean, what is the sort of, you know, motivation for people to vote for the Progress Party?
I think the basic idea is freedom. I think that the average Norwegian is sick and tired of interference in their daily life. Regulations, bureaucracy, high taxes. And then we are told all the time that the reason for this high tax level is that we're going to get good public services. But the problem is that we don't have good public services. What works best in Norway is the private market. All others are state-controlled monopolies, and they don't work.
Give us an idea of the sort of tax burden in Norway. We know they're very high taxes, but just how high are they? I mean, the tourist experiences this when buying a pack of cigarettes, which is how much in Norway?
All taxes included for an average Norwegian, direct and indirect taxes, I think it adds up to about 70-75% of your income, which is substantial.
That's rather low.
Goods, extremely expensive. Let's take a gallon of gas. I hear you complain over here about the prices on gas.
Did it become very expensive?
Well, if you want to know the Norwegian price for a gallon of gas, and we have to remember we are the second biggest oil and gas producer in the world, I think the price would be around $7.50 for a gallon. And you complain?
Yes.
Yeah.
And alcohol, for instance. This is an enormous, there's a monopoly in as a matter of fact, the shop is called the Wine Monopoly.
It is.
Give us an idea of what the taxes are on the sort of sin taxes in Norway.
They're ridiculously high, which means that I actually can't remember the prices right now, but it's expensive. If you want to buy a bottle of wine, just a regular bottle of wine, it would be like 100 Norwegian kroners, which is $15, I guess, something like that. That's
and expensive. About half of that is tax.
Yeah. Something like that.
So what is the, for your party platform, when you were arguing in local elections and even in national elections, you're promising to reduce taxes and reduce the size of government in Norway, correct?
Yeah, and that's important. I have to remember, Norway is a very small country. We have a population of 5 million people, approximately, But we have a size of government or the government bureaucracy that would make us have a population of around 15 million people. And that's crazy. It's ridiculous and extremely expensive for the taxpayers to finance. We don't need that. We could actually make it work in a simpler way by reducing the bureaucracy, reducing tax, and stop interfering in people's lives. We can actually make decisions by ourselves.
Steve, thank you for visiting with us at Reason TV. For Reason TV, I'm Michael Moynihan.